This is KSJD. Good morning. I'm Tom Yoder. Pam Houston is an author, speaker, and teacher who has written several best-selling books, including Cowboys Are My Weakness, Waltzing the Cat, and Contents May Have Shifted, among others. Her books tackle the highs and lows of relationships with men, friends, dogs, and the rugged landscapes where life takes place. Pam will be appearing at the Cortez Public Library as part of the Amazing Authors Series this coming Wednesday, January 13th at 6 p.m. And Pam joins me now on the phone. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
Hey, Pam, you know, I've read a little bit of your work, and I'm just curious about how you choose what stories you write about.
Well, actually, my stories are made up really of a lot of little moments. When I'm moving through the world, you know, whether it's my own pasture or whether it's Istanbul, Turkey, I'm waiting for something I think of as glimmers, which are, you know, just images or smells or sounds or tastes that really arrest my senses. It might be just an overheard line of dialogue or the way the light's reflecting off a river, or, you know, it could be as complex as I was once in Tibet and got to witness a sky burial, you know, where about 200 vultures ripped three bodies apart and took them into the sky. You know, whatever it is, large or small, momentary or extended, when I have some writing time or even just in my phone, I will record that moment. It's like it's something that happens out in the physical world that has a kind of resonance inside of me and says, okay, that's yours. You know, that's yours, writer. Pay attention. And then when I have time to sit down and write, I actually kind of comb through all those moments that were not necessarily related to each other in any way and kind of see which ones want to stick together or which ones want to form a story. And that's really how I make what I make. It's all these little pieces that come together, and then the kind of pleasure for me is shaping them into a story that's coherent.
Is that kind of what drives your travels? I mean, you write a lot about different places all over the world that you've been, different adventures that you've had. Are those little? Is that why you travel so much, to sort of seeking out those little moments, those glimmers that you're talking about?
Yes, I mean, it's much easier to pay attention when you're in an unfamiliar landscape. You know, for me anyway. You know, it's much easier when I feel like I'm the best collector of those moments, you know, when all of my senses are activated, when I'm really on high alert. And of course, if I drop myself down in Laos or, you know, Mongolia, I'm going to be paying much more attention naturally. Although, of course, I have tried to learn to apply those skills to, you know, landscapes that are much more familiar. So I try to do it all the time, but it is true. Like, there's nothing that gets me more excited about living and more excited about writing, you know, than a brand new landscape that I get to describe.
Or I suppose even like extreme situations, being an adventure, being on sort of that cusp of survival almost sometimes.
Well, I do tend to, you know, to kind of put myself in danger on purpose. I mean, I was a whitewater river guide. I was a backcountry hiking guide. I was a skiing instructor for a while. And, you know, not that any of those things are high danger compared to other things. But for me, it was about, pushing my own limits, pushing my own boundaries, which is also a good condition for me for writing. You know, my second book, Waltzing the Cat, someone once said to me, well, you just follow natural disasters around. I hadn't exactly thought of it that way. But you know, I do tend to put myself in situations where the weather's extreme or the landscape's extreme, yeah, or even the culture's extreme. You know, that I like that. I like it to be a little bit hard.
Yeah. Well, how do you think your writing has changed over the years? I mean, you've been writing for a number of years now. Do you see your writing starting to shift or change in any significant ways?
Well, the way I make it hasn't changed. The book that I'm working on right now, and probably the book I'll be reading from at the library, is not about going out and seeking. It's about staying home. I live in Creede, Colorado, so not too far from Cortez, and I bought a ranch there 25 years ago for 5% down. It was a crazy thing to do, and in its way, it was its own adrenaline sport. You know, to buy a place, you know, when I didn't have really a full-time job, and but I fell in love with this piece of land, and I've been there now for 25 years, which is astonishing to me every time I say it. And in many ways, you know, both paying for that ranch under kind of extreme conditions of a giant mortgage and 5% down, and also just learning, of course, about it, learning how to tend the animals, learning about the extreme temperatures we get up there, you know, learning about the UV rays and how fast it eats through paint. All of those millions of lessons of that place has kind of become the story of my adult life. And so this book is very different in that it's about staying home. It's about sitting still. Like, I'm trying to write deeply into this place that has kind of become my life, as opposed to, for instance, my last book, Contents May Have Shifted. It moves really fast. It goes from place to place to place to place very, very fast. It's kind of about motion, and it's about velocity. And so this book is really about being home and staying still, and the pleasures and the challenges of that.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to KSJD this morning. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning is author, speaker, and teacher Pam Houston. She's going to be appearing at the Cortez Public Library as part of their Amazing Author Series on Wednesday, January 13th at 6 p.m. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more from Pam Houston. Stay with us. Back. You're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning on the phone is Pam Houston. She's an author, speaker, and teacher who has written many best-selling books, including Cowboys Are My Weakness and Contents May Have Shifted. She's going to be at the Cortez Public Library this Wednesday, January 13th at 6 p.m. as part of their Amazing Author Series. Pam, you've been doing some teaching, and I understand you've been down in Santa Fe recently teaching at a Native American school down there. Tell me a little bit about what that's about and why that's important to you.
Sure. I teach in the low residency Masters of Fine Arts program at the Institute of American Indian Arts, and it is it was thrilling to me to be asked to join that faculty. It's an amazing faculty, an amazing student body. The program is by decree 50% Native American, and then the rest of the faculty and student body are non-Native. So it's a unique program in that way. There's an emphasis on Native American literature, and of course, therefore, an emphasis on literature of the American Southwest. And I learned so much there. You know, I teach in a lot of different situations, and teaching is very important to me. But it's a unique feeling to be, you know, a minority and surrounded by a culture that is different from mine. I make mistakes every day, and I get schooled by my students and by my fellow faculty. So I learn as much there as I teach. But the richness of the work that the students are doing and the richness of the community, it makes me almost tear up to talk about it. I feel so lucky to be there. It's a wonderful, supportive, complicated, challenging community, and it's an amazing school. It's unique in the world. And so because it's a low residency program, we are there twice a year for 10 days, and then we work through the internet with individual students and mentors, and then we come together again to have a community, and it's one of the very best things in my life.
Wow. Did you teach before you gained success as a writer, or was that something that came out of your writing?
You know, when I published my first book, Cowboys Are My Weakness, I was finishing up graduate school. So I was hopefully preparing, you know, to be a teacher, to be a college teacher at that time. I was finishing up a PhD at the University of Utah when that book was published. So not thinking I would ever be published, I was trying to get the credential to be a teacher. So it has always been on my radar, you know, to do both. it's very difficult to get a job at a university without a book, so I was very lucky that those things all happened simultaneously. And I've been teaching ever since. I teach also at the University of California at Davis, but I've reduced my commitment there quite a bit so I can spend a lot more time in Colorado. And then I also started a nonprofit called Writing by Writers, which is all about writing education outside of the university. And we run 5 events a year, one of them in Boulder, that, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 day events where different writers come from all over and students come from all over and have writing instruction and panels and readings and, like, a kind of a celebration of writing. That is my other big passion at the moment, other than IAIA. You know, teaching is writing. Writing is good for me. I'm a happier person when I'm writing. I'm more content when I'm writing. But quite honestly, teaching is my real joy. I'm not a solitary person. I'm not a recluse. So it worked out very well for me. It would be impossible for me to choose between teaching and writing, and luckily they feed and support each other.
You're going to be at the Cortez Library on Wednesday, and I understand you're going to be bringing your 2 Irish Wolfhounds with you. Is that correct?
That's true.
I do want to talk to you a little bit about your love affair with dogs. It's something that you've written quite a bit about. What is it about dogs with you?
Dogs have taught me everything. Well, I had a wonderful, wonderful sort of nanny babysitter figure named Martha Washington when I was very young, and she taught me a lot of things. And since then, almost everything good I've learned from dogs about how to be decent and how to be human and, you know, how to face the world with love instead of fear. I mean, my dogs are the center of my life. They always have been. And because it's my time to watch the ranch this winter, because I'll be writing and holing up, and I have no choice but to bring them with me because I'm in charge right now. And they're good travelers, and they're kind of showstoppers. I mean, they weigh about 160 pounds each, and they're very beautiful.
Yeah.
William and Olivia, and they will be happy to meet the people after the reading if people want to meet them. You know, everything about dogs. I had a friend a long time ago that said, having dogs keeps you living in places that are suitable for humans. And that was what I heard that when I was very young, and it struck me as very true. I think of all the places I've lived where I had to, you know, get the extra space or get the extra yard or pay the extra money so that it would be dog friendly. But I think that extends. I mean, my dogs get me outside every day. You know, they keep me really in touch with the natural world. And I don't ever spend a whole day inside, you know, because the dogs have to go. And I just feel like they improve my quality of life so much, and the way we have loved each other, and the way I have seen them through their lives. They've helped me understand about death. You know, they've taught me how to be with another being as they die. So many lessons have come from my dogs. Yeah, so they'll be with me, and that's one of the reasons I was so excited to do this, because it was a driving trip, and I knew I could bring them.
Yeah, well, we look forward to meeting them. You talked a little bit about your new book that you're going to be reading from at the library on Wednesday. Can you talk a little bit more about what your most recent work is about?
Sure. You know, I was living in Utah, actually. I was a graduate student. My first book had just come out. I got a little bit of money for it, and when I say a little bit of money, I really mean it, a little bit of money, but it seemed like a lot of money to me, and my agent said, don't spend it all on hiking boots, and I thought, okay, that's good advice, and so I drove all around the West looking for a place to be, you know, to take that money and put it as a down payment on a place that I would call home, and wound up in Creed after a long, winding trip through the Rockies, and found this ranch and fell completely in love with it. And my little bit of money was 5% down. But the realtor there, he said, you know, Donna Blair, who was the widow selling the ranch, he said, Donna Blair is going to like the idea of you. Why don't you give me a copy of Cowboys Are My Weakness, and you're 5% down, and I'll see what I can do. and so Donna Blair sold me that ranch for a signed hardcover of Cowboys Are My Weakness and 5% down. And it seems like an accident. Like, it seems like this crazy fluke, and yet it has become the story of my life. And I paid it off in 2012 during the terrible, terrible fires. So I paid it off, you know, like on the eve of it perhaps burning down, which seemed very writerly and narratively driven, but it didn't burn down. And so that's what the book's about. It's a book about how I've been schooled by this piece of ground and how it's gotten under my skin and how it has, more than any other thing in my life, really shaped who I am.
Well, Pam, thank you so much for talking with me this morning. We really look forward to seeing you on Wednesday when you're here at the Cortez Public Library. And travel safe. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. See you soon.
That's Pam Houston, author, speaker, and teacher, who will be at the Cortez Public Library this Wednesday, January 13th at 6 p.m. as part of their Amazing Authors series. You're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.